On our previous videos, we've already talked about God's love for you and how you can appropriate it for yourself. And then we also talked about how you can implement it in your daily life, like concerning your finances and your marriage, just every area of your life. In this segment, we want to begin to start talking about how you can begin to start taking God's love that you've received and start sharing it with other people, how you can be an effective minister with other people. And let me share a passage of Scripture out of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. It says, "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God." This term, oracles of God, is referring back to the Old Testament, where they literally had the Holy of Holies, and they put God's Word in there. That was called the oracle. So when it's saying speak as the oracles of God, it's talking about speak as the mouthpiece of God. It's speak as if you are speaking from the Holies of Holies, as if God was speaking through you. "If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever." And basically what this is saying is that you need to minister to other people, not out of your own ability, but out of the ability that God gives. And one of the great things about the Christian life is that it isn't just me or you talking to someone else and sharing things only from your own ability. But God Himself comes and lives on the inside of us. And God begins to start speaking through you and flowing through you. And you can literally be God-possessed and have the Spirit of God flow through you. So as you start sharing with other people, this is what you need to remember, that this is what is called the gifts of the Spirit. This is what they're for. God literally takes every single person in the body of Christ and gives them specific gifts. Let me just share a passage on this out of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And the Scripture here that says that unto every one of us has been given different gifts according to his own will. In verse 4 it says, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all." This means that God works these things in all of us, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all, or to profit everyone through it. So this is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 7. So these verses say that God has put within every single one of us supernatural ability. You may not feel it, you may not be aware of it, but this is a promise of God's Word. If you've come this far in this discipleship series, if you've already made Jesus your Lord, if you've learned how to receive from God and begin to start applying this in your life, then I can promise you that the power of the Holy Spirit is at work on the inside of you. You have other people's miracles on the inside of you. God has put the seed form of a miracle inside of you for somebody else. And it's up to you to be able to release that and get it out into other people's lives. And it says that this has been given unto every one of us by the Spirit. There's not a single person that's been left out. It goes on to say here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it lists 9 different gifts of the Spirit, such as the ability to have a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, discerning of spirit, the working of miracles, the gifts of healings, and on there's 9 of them listed. There's also other gifts that are listed in Romans chapter 12, and I haven't got time to deal with all of this. You need to study this out on your own, but you need to be aware that every single one of you has had the Holy Spirit place within you special anointing, special ability to be able to minister to other people. Not everybody is going to be able to minister the way that, say, for instance, that I do. You may not have a teaching gift, but every single person in the body of Christ can teach and share your faith with another person. But there are people that are called specifically to teach. There are certain people that are called to preach and pastor churches. It also says in Romans chapter 12 that there are some people that their gift is hospitality. Many of you may not even be aware of it, but you might have the ability, you may just have a desire to be able to be a blessing to a person. You're the kind that when you walk into a room, you pick out the people who seem to be ill at ease, and you kind of empathize with them, you know what they're going through, and you just have a desire to go around and make people feel at ease and to minister to them. Do you know that that's a supernatural gift of God? It says in Romans chapter 12 that some people have been called to the gift of giving. In other words, the ability to make money and then turn around and give and support the gospel. There are some people that is their call. Their gift in life is an ability to do that. And some of you may be called to that very thing. There's some of you that the gift of exhortation, there's a gift of administrations that the Bible talks about. Typically, the church kind of classifies this and calls it a gift of helps. There's just all kinds of things that can be done, not only in a church setting, but just on a day-to-day basis dealing with people. There's some of you that have the ability to encourage people who are discouraged. And many people have that ability where I would never be able to do it just through teaching the Word. You just have a supernatural ability to go up and put your arm around somebody and bless them and enable them. The point that I'm making is you don't need to see this as just being natural. You don't need to see it as, well, that's just my personality type. You may have classified yourself as this type of person, but you know what? It was a supernatural ability of God that He placed on the inside of you that gave you these gifts, that gave you these talents, that gave you your perspective that make you gravitate towards doing certain things. And so I want to encourage you that the Scripture says that when you are ministering to other people, which all of us need to become ministers, whether it's a full-time vocation or if you do it on your job, if you do it with your neighbors, people at the store that you go to, wherever, you need to be ministering the things that God has placed on the inside of you. And you don't need to do it out of your ability, but you need to do it out of the ability that God gives. And so I encourage you to seek God, discover what those gifts are that God has placed on the inside of you, and then don't discount it. Just because you may not be called to one of the ministry gifts where it's a vocation, recognize that every one of you have had the Holy Spirit place within them supernatural ability, and then you minister unto other people through these gifts that God has placed on the inside of you. It'll take time. It'll take practice. You won't be perfect the first time. Don't be afraid to practice. Amen. If you make a mistake, God won't fall off His throne, and other people will see the sincerity of your heart, and your love will minister to them, even if maybe you don't do something perfectly. But start ministering to others. Recognize that you are gifted of God, and then start sharing that with God's supernatural ability for other people.